Thank you for the remnant choir. Before the announcement in the first service, we actually watched a brief video clip from the last week vision trip. Last week, from Sunday through Wednesday, these remnants coming from Korea were here. They stayed at the church leader's house, and the ACA students actually took them in Tokyo. It seems like they really enjoyed the time. Pastor, that is a pastor teams that they attended the pastor teams team. Then he was actually given the lecture of the play, then theology and philosophy. Then they were really staring at him. They couldn't really understand even a one thing. But the teachers were very surprised to see them. They're actually learning things in English. Then they can speak Japanese. Then they obviously spoke Korean to communicate with them. Then they can speak Chinese. Then the first and most, they have the gospel. And then they actually went back all then saying that, "Wow, that's great. Some teacher told me." Then this time that we visited us, I visited this other gospel church, and then I really want to do the remnant movement. I really want to do the rem I want to devote myself more for the sake of the remnant movement. And our remnants are really taking care of them, and we were really thankful. Some mothers were kind of, so they wanted to have the forum. They couldn't really have the time much. Then they said, like, "Well, the next time I wanted to have." Then I was thinking, yeah, maybe it's good for us to go to Karuizawa. So if you look at the remnants, and they have things in common, and this age, very people are busy. They don't have the time. They can't have the time being alone because they are just doing something all the time. They're either listening to something, they're watching something, they're talking about something, or they're just thinking. So when God created this whole thing, and then of course it was peaceful and quiet. From Genesis 3, it got louder and a little busier. So what we will lose hold of is that it's the time for us to grab hold onto the covenant. We will lose hold of the quiet time. We don't even have the time to communicate with God quietly. If you're too busy, if you don't have this quiet, peaceful time, then you're spiritually you'll be weak. What's the evidence for this weakness? You got weakened. You can't wait because you don't have the power to wait. I'm busy, so I have to do something. Because I did something, then I have to get something as the answer. But I put this much, then how come I don't have anything? God said, wait. But I can't wait. And especially if you don't have this quiet time. If you can't focus on the God's word and you can't wait. If you can't wait, you try to do something. Sometimes we say it's a disbelief. When God said wait, and then you can't, then you try to do something. If God said you gotta go, then you gotta go. Because you can't wait, what are you gonna do? Then all this desire will come up. Ah, this is what I really have to do. Ah, this is what I should become. Ah, this is what I want to be. This desire will overcome me. And then because of this desire, you will be defeated by this desire. Then you're going to be very diligently hardworking. You try to do something, but if things take place and then you become so arrogant. But if things don't take place, and then you'll be very dissatisfied and you'll be full of the complaints. But the first service today actually gave us how things were created. It was the principle given. Before you do something, God had to do these settings before you actually receive the answers. God is the one who will set up all these things for the answers. Then after that, God will give me the answer. Then by leading you with the God's word. Because you can't wait, and then you will have the full, you will be full of the desire. But things are not really coming to me. Then you started lying, telling a lie. You will fake. You will pretend that it's taking time. You will be faking that something is taking place. You have the problems, however, you can't really say you have the problems. I have this kind of desire. You can't talk about it. Actually, I'm suffering from such problems. You can't talk about it. Because you have to pretend that you are fine when you come to the church. Because you really have to pretend that something is taking place in your life. And then you keep telling yourself that everything is fine. Then you listen to the God's word. Then you will try to wrap yourself. Yes, I know. Yes, this is something I have to do. With your brain, with your mind, you know exactly what's really going on, but it doesn't really come down to your heart. But you don't say it. A pastor can't really say, oh, I don't have the answer. Elders can't really say, I don't have the answers. Senior deaconesses, I'm suffering from such problem. They can't say that. Remnants will never say that. Because we all understand by the God's word. Yes, this is the problem. This is the answer. But the word is not in you. So there's no pillar of the covenant inside of you. Since you are just rapping so much about yourself. Yes, it's okay. Yes, it's fine. I'm fine. Inside of you, it's dead. But outside, you're fine. But you're inside, you're very lonely, but outside you say it's fine. This is how I was, actually. I was wrapping myself with the God's word. Yes, I understand this God's word. Yes, Jesus is the Christ, I know. But I couldn't wait because I was suffering, because I was lonely. I was very empty. Then I do have the desire, I want to do this, I want to do that. Then the God's word is telling me you have to evangelize. So, yes, I have to evangelize. You pretend. You pretend that things are taking place in front of people. If you wrap yourself so much, too much, one day you will fall completely. The greatest thing about this is that then God gave us, you have to really focus on the God's word. And this is the walk of faith I had, actually. I'm thankful is that when you really wrap yourself too much, But the first thing after I fall down, then the first thing I was thinking about that the God's word. I have to listen to that God's word. There's nothing else. For some reason, this thought, I have to listen to that God's word. Then since that time, no matter how tired and exhausted I was, I listened to the God's word. First, I could understand because I was not in the state of being able to listen to the God's word because I was in that situation and state. So no matter how many times I listened, the word of God didn't really enter into myself. But God really gave me the grace to really focus on the God's word. One day, I started be able to listen to the God's word, and the God's word started entering into myself. Then I started able to believe that the Jesus is the Christ, and then that time I realized this state of mind, all these old scars in me. All these scars that is really rooted even inside of in my spirit, that living God's word can really heal that. All these problems coming through your family line. The old problems that no one can actually solve. But living word of God can heal that. All the worries and anxieties toward the future, or the problems in the past and the present, no matter what kind of problem that is, if the living God, Word of God enter to yourself, that will be healed. Why? Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ is the same, was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Any kinds of scars, problems, environments, old problems, then Jesus is the Christ. That fact, it cannot be changed. The work that Jesus did as the Christ cannot be changed. This living word of God enter into yourself, that's when then the healing will be taking place. That is the principle of the creation. By God's word, we were created. Because if you're gonna live or die will be dependent on the God's word. The same thing with the non-believers. Because that's the God's covenant. So Genesis 2, 3, 1 to 6, God said that you cannot take the fruit of the wisdom of the tree if you really have the faith and disbelief in the God's word, you will surely die. But if you have the faith, you will live. It doesn't matter how great God's work you did in the past or you will be doing in the future. Or even if you did so bad things in the past, those who really believed in the God's word can live. But if you really go off the God's word spiritually, you're gonna die. Because God, you actually put the living word of God in yourself. Then that's the moment you really change yourself to the living creatures. Then living God's word can actually revive you. All this spiritual experience or all these miracles, these things and the great work, these things are very temporary. If you have them, if you don't have them, it doesn't really matter. If you really wanna live, all this God's word should enter into yourself. then all these spiritual summits are the ones who really have this living God's Word. That's why you really have to focus on the God's Word. Every day you have to take this living Word of God in yourself. Because all the scars, all the problems, it once the living God's Word enter to yourself, everything will be solved. That's why you really have to have the word movement. It's not really about talking about the Bible to others or telling them about the experience. You really have to testify the Jesus Christ who is still alive even now. If you have the conflict, a hard time, some problems right now, you have to really listen, start to the, from the listen to the living God's Word. Hebrews says that the God's Word is living and alive and active, that it will penetrate the mind and marrow. Then it will really penetrate everything, even the marrow or joints. Only the living God's Word can really revive your thoughts, spirit, and everything. Then the Bible is really telling you that you really have to go to the place where you can actually receive this grace, because God will really give you that grace when you it's really needed. You really have to focus on that God's Word. Even if it doesn't really enter into yourself, you have to listen. You have to really thinking about the God's Word. It's not really about the understanding the God's Word. Until your real heart, you really the God's Word should really enter into yourself. Until you really have the reason of listening to the God's Word, you have to really listen to the God's Word. Then what is the fundamental rule? Then when the fish is in the water, then it's very happy. It doesn't matter how great the fish is, if it comes out from the water, it will die. So God, when God is really looking at us, and he doesn't really care if we're great or not so great, only when you're with God, and that's the only true happiness, because that's how God created us. However, we have the physical body. So that's why God really created everything. He really created everything, all the stage and settings first. So if there is a stage and then there will be someone who will be reacting and performing, then you can really shine yourself as the main figures. So God really prepared all the spiritual food and physical food. And then God really created us in the image of God as the spiritual beings, as the child of God. God really gave us the authority. He gave us the covenant of this principle of the creation. And then these things are called the spiritual summit. But we couldn't be the spiritual summit from the beginning. Through the God's Word, you really have to understand your identity. You're the spiritual summit as soon as you really accepted Jesus Christ. Because God created you by the Word of God. By the Word of God, then God is the one very guiding you. Then the Word of God will be fulfilled. That's what we mean by the spiritual summit. But there is a state that what you were before the spiritual summit. Thank you. myself before the spiritual summit. Before the spiritual become the spiritual summit, I was spiritual homeless because we didn't really have the principle of the creation. So that means we didn't really have the home spiritually. Just like the homeless, and then we had to do something with our lives. What's the reason for that? Because you are separate from God. So you left home. That's what we call the original sin. So we were separate from God. Then actually human actually pick not to believe in God. Why? Because of the temptation of Satan. And then we lost the spiritual house. So there's no spiritual home country. We had no choice but to wander. Then who would be really attacking us? Of course, it's Satan attacking us. Because Satan will block us to go back to our spiritual hometown, home country. That's how miserable we were. No house. How difficult that is. You don't have any house. So the homeless in Japan have a very high level, but homelesses are homelesses. Spiritual homeless, that's what we were. Not only that, they're spiritually orphaned. There's no parents. No one will take care of me. All the time you feel lonely. Then all the time you're very worried. There's no love. No one loves me. I was abandoned. There's no one who can understand me. Who will really take me to home? How worried that would be. Why do I really exist? Why am I abandoned? All the time you are worried. And first of all, you don't understand who you are spiritually. You don't even have no idea why you have to live. So you were really living as the spiritual orphan. And we didn't even know that who we are really worshiping. We had the wrong target of the worship. We were created so that we can really glorify God. All the humans were created so that we could really worship God. Because it doesn't really matter, the non-believers, believers, they're all worshippers, but the targets are different. So without realizing they're worshipping before Satan, without realizing they're actually calling all these evil spirits to them. That's how they really live spiritually. It's the same thing with us. We come to church. Why did you come to worship with your own, with the real heart? Why are you here? To be honest, in front of God, are you here to glorify God? Or you came because you wanted to solve your own problems? Did you come to get something out of church? Without any problems, even if you have problems, are you here to glorify God? You really have to ask this to yourself. God, why did you call me to as a gospel church today? God really called me so that we can worship Him. But what about your real heart and mind? didn't you come and then listen to the God's word so that you can maybe solve your own problems? Aren't you really given the worship so that you can fulfill your own desires or to wrap yourself so that you can really apply the God's word to yourself in the situation? That's what I did for decades. The reason for my worship, it was all for me. It was for my own answers. It was for me so that I can really do something good. So that I can really solve some problems. I went to the worship is for myself. It's fine. But you really have to make sure that the target of your worship had been really changed. God created me so that I can really worship the triune God. God really formed you and created you so that you can really give the worship to God. But our state was not like that. God's word was not in me, so I couldn't really understand. So that God really solved all these problems. You were the spiritual homeless. He really opened up the way to go back to home spiritually. You were the spiritual orphan. God really opened the door to become the God's child. And then God really changed my status. How? What's the way? John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. How did I really go to my spiritual home from the spiritual homeless? To when you really accept the Jesus as your Savior, no one loves me. That's not true. How much God really loved you? Mark 10:45. Christ even died taking my own sins. Then he even crucified himself for myself. Then Romans 8:3. So God really shifted me from the death to the life. So God is really telling us that you really have to change your own. Because if you really have all this, then you have no choice but to really receive the spiritual problems. And then Romans 8:2, it says that the reason why the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, really came is to crush the head of Satan. John 1:12, those who really believe in the name of Jesus Christ, those who really believed in God, has the right to become a child of God. From the spiritual homeless, now you can really go back to your home, spiritual home. You are the spiritually orphaned, thinking like you are not loved. You can really receive the way and the reason why you are living. When you really accept Jesus Christ as your Lord, then that moment, 2 Corinthians 16:17. You know that 17 verse 17 says, those who are in the Christ are the new, and then look, the old is gone, the new has come. As soon as you accept Christ, and all these old things is now gone. Now everything becomes new. Verse 16 says, that's why I am not going to use the humanistic way to really know. Why is it important for have the word of the creation? Because if we use our own knowledge, and then it's impossible to understand. Spiritually, you have to understand with the God's word. If you really accept Jesus Christ, and if you really believe in Him, if the God's word is really in yourself, how are you going to believe in Christ? You will believe in Him as what the Word of God really says, not with according to the people. So as it's prophesied, then you really believe in the Christ. Same thing with the people. You shouldn't really look at them and use them all these criteria. You really have to look at each other by the God's word. So Deuteronomy 33:29, that says, blessed are you, Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord. He is your shield and helper and your glorious sword. Your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights. By God's word, you are the spiritual summit. With the eyes of God, you are the happy God's child. Why is that? Who is like you? Blessed are you, Israel, a people saved by the Lord. The triune God is the one. And then that's what we mean by the people saved by God. It's not really like you did something to God and then God did something in return. It's not really like that. God gave you that covenant to be with you, and then God really saved you. What is your identity? So God really became the shield to really protect. God is really protecting you. You really have to think about that. No matter what kind of problems and conflicts you might have, doesn't really matter how strong the Satan's work may be. This Almighty God is actually the shield of yours. There's no gap. And then it doesn't really happen by accident. And then no matter where the attack will come, and then God will really protect you all the time. How? Because God is with me. The Holy Spirit is protecting us. Not only that, He is the sword of the victory. Then after that, it says your enemies will cower before you, and you will tread on their heights. What do we mean by that? Cower. Cower. Coward means you will get shrunk because you're scared. Do you believe that Satan is getting shrunk because he's afraid of you? You can't wait, right? And always the desire defeats, right? Then when you look at the problems and you cower yourself. But that's not your state, status. When the God's word enters into yourself, simply, when you really believe that Jesus is truly the Christ, then Satan, when Satan looks at you, and then it will get scared. When you say the coward in Japan, in Japanese meaning is that you're kind of pretend yourself to be nice and all that because you wanna get something. You're not someone who is really being afraid of. All the enemies, when they really look at you, then they have to be the one being coward. It's not because you're strong and great. Jesus Christ is in yourself. That's why we say that you are the spiritual summit. Then you should really have all this thanksgiving of the salvation when you really restore that, and all the forces of darkness will be broken down. Because Satan really knows that your real mind, that Satan knows. If you really have the true interest of the evangelism, Satan knows. Satan is not going to be afraid. He's not afraid of someone who just covers themselves. Is that right? Those who really may end their own conclusion with the Christ are the ones that the Satan will be afraid of. Same thing with you. Have you really met the Christ? Are you really happy? And then God's word is in you or not? So that's why you should restore the quiet time, summit time. When you inhale, please restore all this principle of the creation, order of the creation. Let's really restore the secrets of the... when you exhale to the people who... upon the remnants, upon someone who has the deep scars, please use me so that all this God's word will be really clear to these people. So all these things have been really... then they will be really restore the orders and the principle of the creation so that you can really pray like that, because your prayer will be answered. First and most, you should really start having this quiet time to revive yourself. The quiet time that you can actually communicate with the real mind. When I really have this, I will have the disbelief, I will have some anxieties, I will have some desire. So dirty things really came out. Even now, it will come out, but you really have to let it out. But instead, you have to put all this God's word in yourself. Until you really believe that, yes, only by Christ it's finished. Then until you really have this prayer that you're really thankful that the God is really, God created me, then the darkness is really is casted away. So you really have to wait. You really have to weigh with the God's word. So you should really wait until you really know your real feeling. Why God is not really answering my prayer? What's the God's real hope? What's my real hope? What is the scars that should be out, discarded? Deeply with the fellowship with the God, and then God will give you the answers. I bless you so that you will really enjoy this. Let us pray for a minute this week as the spiritual summit. Let's really restore the walk of faith, and let us really restore so all these orphans, the spiritual orphans, spiritual homelesses, will be really listen to the God's word, and then they will really change themselves to the spiritual summit like us. Please let us have the blessing of the meeting this week as well. Let us pray together.